Hello, Richard Mortimer, Platinum Coaching Program. I'm talking today about article marketing. This is following on from the teaching I've already been doing on SEO, because in fact article marketing does have an SEO benefit. So article marketing is something that's worth considering for the SEO benefit as well as the article marketing aspect. So let me just give you a definition to start with. Article marketing has taken a bit of a hit in the last couple of years, because, and people are asking, does article marketing still work? Well, I'd like to say that yes, it does. And in fact, the whole sort of concept of article marketing, as it was originally intended, is still alive and well. But what is the problem is that a lot of people have done article marketing the wrong way, in that they've tried to do like a mass submit. Really, that's article submission marketing, not article marketing in the pure sense. So I'm making a distinction between writing articles and submitting them, to writing one article, spinning it, and mass submitting that's one article. Those are two different things. Those are two different traffic methods in a way, obviously very closely related, because you two could do both with the same article, obviously. But the whole point is that it's the single article that is the thing that is still got the value. So it's going back to being labour intensive as it was originally. So effectively it's come full circle. Okay, but what has happened is, because a lot of people have actually been submitting spun or half-spun articles to article directories, those directories have gone down in value and placing, so you have to be very careful where you put your articles. But I think you'll find that Ezone Articles is still an authority site. Quite whether it ranks in Google like it used to do is another matter, because what used to happen in the good days of article marketing were that often an article on Ezone Articles would rank in Google for the keyword. So when you submitted let's just say, to continue the keyword I was using in the previous training, internet traffic, if you wrote an article and the headline was internet traffic, then obviously that phrase is going to come up in the article, because that's what subject you're writing on. Well, it could have been in the past that article would have come up in Google when somebody typed in internet traffic, and that might not be the case now. So it could be that the value of article marketing has gone down for that reason. Okay. So, but the point is that article marketing is still worth doing, because people will still go to Ezone Articles, for example, to search. And for the less competitive terms, you might still find them going in Google. So you get traffic two ways. You get traffic from the article directory and you get traffic from the search engine. And remember, there's actually a third benefit as well to article marketing, and that is the links. Particularly if you've got a link coming from Ezone Articles, a high page rank site, that is a valuable link, and you're getting all those links from Ezone Articles with obviously anchor text and targeted keyword. So it's got a multifaceted aspect to it and a multifaceted benefit to article marketing. So I'm just giving you encouragement there to use this traffic tax. This is great for people who've got lots of time and not much money, and for people who have got quite a good budget to spend on traffic and haven't got much time. Well, you can get it outsourced. I don't want to say automated, because that's tending to go down the wrong road, but outsourced. So you could hire an article writer, for example. Another thing you can do is you can go to a site like thriftycontent.com, and what you have there is there's about 75 articles per month posted per subject, and the subjects vary. So in the recent one, for example, there was internet marketing, there was personal development, there was social marketing, there was SEO, and so on. And you get, you know, sometimes you get them repeated each month, and sometimes they only appear every now and again, depending on, you know, the importance of the niche. But basically, you get 75 brand new articles every month being posted there. They've got private label rights, so you're able to take those articles and you can use them for yourself to post. And what you do is you load up the article you want, and the software then basically divides it into paragraphs. So you have a paragraph and then a box underneath which you can write in. And you basically rewrite the whole paragraph in your own words. So you're getting a completely new article, in certainly in Google's eyes. And obviously, the more different you can make it, the better. And also, you can add in your own articles into that software and then, you know, rewrite the article that way. So let me just very briefly go through an article and give you the sort of main structure of it. I'm sure you probably all know this, but the point I want to make then is this needs to be a seamless and smooth process. This needs to be done in a way that it doesn't sort of jar people. It needs to flow naturally. Just imagine if you go into an article and you're reading it, what you want it to look like. Well, that's how you want to write it. So you've got the subject. Now that can that obviously is the main keyword going in the subject there. Then you've got your introduction, so your opening paragraph introducing your subject and just warming people up to what you're about to say, just saying, you know, I'm going to be teaching whatever it is, for example. Then your body of your article with your content. You could do this in bullet points. You could do it, you know, you could say, for example, what's very popular with articles is to say 7 steps to X. And then your introduction, you say, today I'm going to be teaching the most important 7 steps to X. And then you've basically got 7 paragraphs of your, well, that's probably the easiest way to start article writing, because you've got the 7 sort of steps listed out. By the way, for those of you who know what a 10 by 10 matrix is, you can use this for article writing. Have a matrix for each article in your article writing. So you have your introduction, then your body with your main text in it, and then when you're submitting on Ease On Articles, you don't have a summary, but you make the resource box your summary. So you put your link in your resource box, because you only have to put it at the end of the article in the resource box. You can't put it in the body of the article. But then you make that your summary, and you put your links in there. If you want to know more about this, then go to my website and get traffic that way, so that you're getting people who read the article actually go to your website. But that's the important thing, is to actually, you know, get writing yourself articles and get posting them either on your own blog, as a guest blogger, on a high-profile blog, on Ease On Articles or other directories. And, you know, the more different you can make each of your articles, and the more practice you get, the better you'll be, and you'll find you will start getting some good traffic from these. And you have this triple aspect of people finding the article on the directory, the article being listed and in Google, so people find it that way, and also the link being helping your link building. Thank you very much.